Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys today coming up on this Friday. Love Friday shows. We get into the PJ Pick 5. Five favorite college football bets, five favorite NFL bets. I'll give out my five favorite player props that I like for the NFL as well. We got two great guests joining us, Henry Ettinger standing by, Shane Jackson later on in the show, and then we'll give out some bets that we like for today, including a college football and a couple of Major League Baseball plays as well. So if you guys have any questions, any comments, any bets over the next 30 minutes, let us know at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. We'll get to all your questions, and if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Friday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, and we check in with Henry Ettinger, who joins us. Give Henry a follow on X, at @Hedging_Henry, and follow him on Instagram and TikTok as well. Henry, great to see you again, my friend. Week two in the NFL. And let's start with the Super Bowl rematch. Chiefs and Eagles. Not every day we get Patrick Mahomes as a home underdog. Are you back in Kansas City, or do you like Philly this weekend in Arrowhead?
I'll walk into what seems like a trap, PJ, and I'm back in Kansas City as a home dog. I mean, really, for me, though, it's a fate of this Eagles team. I was low on them coming into the season, and what I was low on was exactly the concerns that showed up in week one. I think a weaker interior offensive line that's going to hurt this run game a little bit. I thought some of the play calling was not quite the same as it's been under Kellen Moore as well, and then some weaknesses in the secondary. And I think KC's built to attack all of those things. So while there's definitely some concerns on Kansas City, I'm not going to say it's a perfect play. A little bit too much respect for this Eagles team. I'll take the Chiefs as a home dog here.
Henry, I think a really interesting game this week is that Denver-Indianapolis game, because it feels like it keeps going back and forth. 2, 2.5, 1.5s now are starting to pop up. And this is the beauty of betting week two. How much stock do you buy in from what you saw in week one? And it feels like this game might be a reflection of that. So do you have any play on that Indy or Denver game, or just a lean for you if you had to bet the side or even the total?
It's one of my bigger plays of the week, PJ, and it goes against my typical betting instincts. I am backing the Colts. It opened up at +3, so I got some money down on that, and then I even grabbed it again at 2.5 as well. Look, you don't want to overreact too much to week one, but again, I was low on this Broncos offense coming into the year because I thought Bo Nix puts a little bit of a ceiling on this offense. I was a little worried about the offensive line maybe not being quite as good as it was last year, and this Colts defense, I thought particularly the defensive line, was incredibly impressive in week one. There were some young guys on that defensive line that folks were saying had popped in the preseason. And look, I know the Dolphins offensive line isn't good, but they destroyed them in that game. And so I'm gonna do the overreacting, and I'm gonna back the Colts in this one. I think the market just hasn't quite caught up to how good this team might be with a competent quarterback back there in Daniel Jones.
Yeah, fair enough. That is going to be an interesting game in week two, no doubt about it. Henry, any other games that you like on that week two slate? Any sides that you're on?
I got to go to the Falcons. Look, the Bucs, in terms of luck rankings, were the luckiest team last week. Baker Mayfield, 4 turnover-worthy throws that didn't get picked off in that game. Atlanta outgained them by more than 100 yards. Of course, Younghoe Koo misses the field goal, and they lose that game. But on the flip side, Minnesota lucky to win. Look, J.J. McCarthy played a great fourth quarter, but there were three quarters before that where it didn't look so good. So I like Atlanta in that game. Frankly, I like them to pull off the upset as well. So I even sprinkled some on the money line. And then it's disgusting, but I back the Miami Dolphins versus the New England Patriots. They just can't be that bad again. And really, this is, again, a fate of the Patriots of who are they to be almost even money with the Dolphins, given the fact that I do price in a little bit of home field advantage for the Dolphins early in the season in that Miami Heat.
I love it. I'm with you. I'll be back in the Dolphins on Sunday as well. What could go wrong for us, Henry? Looking forward to that one. What about any totals that you like in week two? Unders very profitable in week one. So naturally, maybe some games could be, you know, lower total games than what they should be, or maybe the lines are still right. Did you see any values on any total in any of the games this weekend?
On two totals, I mentioned the Colts Broncos one already. Look, I think the Broncos defense is not a problem. So I think that's going to be a low scoring game, but I'm just high on this Colts defense. So I also took the under in that game. And then I'll find an over for you. And it's a disgusting one. Panthers Cardinals over 44 is what I bet at 44.5 is fine. This total was 47.5 last year outdoors in December between these two teams. I'm not sure what's changed markedly enough for this to be dropping quite so much, especially with the improved kickoff rules. I get it. Bryce Young looked terrible last week, but I think this should be a pretty soft matchup against the Cardinals. And the Saints moved the ball plenty against the Cardinals defense too. So I like that over.
Henry, looking at Survivor Pool this week, Ravens would seem like probably the safest choice on paper, but maybe you want to save them for later on in the season. And then after that, I mean, maybe it's Dallas, Detroit, Arizona, that game you were just talking about. You had Denver last week. You survived a week two. Who would you look at as your Survivor play this week?
Look, number one, I think the Ravens, if you want to burn them now, I can't fault you because their home schedule is not that easy the rest of the way. One though, if you want to get risky is, and we didn't even talk about this game because it's on Monday night, is the Houston Texans versus the Buccaneers. I love the Texans actually as one of my favorite, spread bets of the week. Okay. They had an offensive lineman ruled out right before the game last week. They had to shuffle around a bunch of positions. Then their center went down. It was a total mess. Should be figured out this week. Should be a lot better. I already mentioned the Bucs were the luckiest team last week. I think they've got tons of issues on the defensive side of the football for them. So it's risky. It's gross. But I actually like the Texans at home -2.5 if you want to get spicy if you're in a bigger pool.
All right, I like that. We're talking with Henry Ettinger here on Send It In. Give him a follow on X at @hedging_Henry. Follow him on Instagram and TikTok as well. Henry, let's go to the college game. Week three in college football. Two games to me with a very similar feel. We have Clemson on the road, 3-point favorite against Georgia Tech. Georgia on the road is a 4-point favorite against Tennessee. And we have seen both of these games bet down the entire week. If you had to take one of the favorites this week, would you take Clemson or would you take Georgia laying the points?
I take Georgia, and it's so actually one of my favorite plays of the week, which is rare that one of my favorite plays would be in a marquee spotlight like this. But I think this line move is crazy, in my opinion. It was 8.5 at some spots before the season opened, 6.5 last week. These teams do the same thing every year. Georgia is now 0-15 as a non-conference favorite of 30 or more under Kirby Smart. They play possum in these games. They show nothing. Tennessee, 15-1 non-conference ATS over their last 16 non-conference games under Josh Heupel. And then when they play each other, Georgia 7-1 ATS under Kirby Smart for Josh Heupel. It's the same story every year. Tennessee bullies people in the non-conference. Georgia shows nothing, and then they show up, and Georgia absolutely manhandles them, particularly with Georgia's defense versus this scheme. Joey Aguilar, one of the most turnover-prone quarterbacks in college football the last 2 years. Yeah, he survived two games versus a really weak Syracuse team and an FCS team, but I'm not buying it. I cannot believe this line got bet down like this. I'm on Georgia all the way.
Florida LSU is a really interesting game, Henry, because you have the Gators coming off that tough home loss to South Florida. LSU laying 7.5 at home. Are you done with Florida? Do you think we were talking about LSU last week and how impressed, obviously, we were with all of them about that upset against Clemson? Do you think Florida can keep it close, though, in this game against LSU?
I do, and I took the under in this game. First of all, that's the bet I actually made. Though I do like Florida at this point at 7.5 because the totals come down from when I bet it. And really simple reason why: we've got more data points on these teams. LSU still couldn't run the ball against Louisiana Tech last week. They couldn't run it much versus Clemson either. But thought, hey, that's a stout defensive front, what have you. Well, it turns out no. Actually, Troy was just fine with Clemson's defensive front, and that's been the story of Clemson even going back to last year with all those pro prospects. And then we saw, as I said, Clemson lay an egg. So I think, we might have gotten a little over our skis on LSU last week, myself included. We know USF is a really good football team. Florida also shot themselves in the foot in that game. A million penalties, 3 field goals that they settled for on their first 3 drives. So I think the market's just overreacted here. Florida's got plenty of defensive talent to bother Nussmeier. And if LSU can't run the football, I just don't see how they're going to run away from the Gators in this game.
Henry, we'll leave you with this. What else do you like in college football in week 3?
Couple other marquee games where I like bets. I look at the over in Notre Dame, Texas A&M. Texas A&M has struggled brutally so far, allowing explosive runs. That is a major problem versus Notre Dame. So I think I'm going to back them there. And then once again, it feels a little trappy, but I'm going to walk into it. Vanderbilt plus the 4.5 versus South Carolina. Both these teams played Virginia Tech, both won, but Vanderbilt dominated Virginia Tech in all the box score categories. South Carolina did not. They got a special teams touchdown and one long bomb that really saved them in that game. So I think Vanderbilt's live to pull off the upset here.
Love it. It's going to be an awesome weekend of football. Henry Ettinger, give him a follow on X at @Hedging_Henry. Follow him on X, Instagram, and TikTok as well. Henry, always appreciate the time, my friend. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk again to you soon.
You too. Thanks, PJ.
All right, you got it. Great stuff there from Henry Ettinger. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In, you guys, and get into the PJ Pick 5. We will start with college football in week 3. So far in college football, we're 8-7 on the PJ Pick 5. Let's have ourselves a winning week. I do like the card this week in college football. It's one of Henry's favorite plays, and it's also one of my favorite plays, and we've been talking about this game all week, you guys. I like Georgia minus 3.5. It's now up to minus 4. But Henry said it, and it's what I've been saying all week. All Tennessee and Georgia have done so far through the first 2 weeks is what these teams always do. Tennessee always runs up the score against bad teams. They always look dominant in these non-conference games, while Georgia really does nothing. And Kirby just wants to get out of those games healthy. He uses them as teaching moments. He doesn't want to show his SEC opponents very much. And that's what you've gotten the first 2 weeks. Georgia has not looked good, and Tennessee has looked good. But how many times do we have to do this with Georgia, where it feels like they look bad and nobody wants to bet on them, and then they come out in this game against Tennessee, and you realize in the first minute, 5 minutes, that you bet on Tennessee, and it's the wrong side in the game. So I like Georgia again, man. They've won 8 straight against Tennessee. They've covered 6 straight, 8 of the last 9. Kirby's dominated Heupel. I like Georgia minus 3.5, minus 4. Against Tennessee. What about Miami, the Canes? We're laying the 17.5 with them against South Florida. I'm going back to the well. Last week, I bet Florida against South Florida, and they lost that game outright. So what am I going to do? I'm going to bet against South Florida in the same exact spot with the same exact point spread. Miami beat them 50-15 last year. So the Canes showed that they can dominate South Florida, and that was with a bad defense. Now they have a good defense with a great defensive line, and you have South Florida coming off 2 massive wins, man. Boise State week 1, Florida week 2. How much do they have left in the tank? Whereas Miami had a de facto bye week playing against Bethune-Cookman last week. So they're fresh, they're ready to go, and they, I'm sure, have the full attention of USF because they were able to pull off the upset against the Gators. So give me Miami minus 17.5. If you stop Byron Brown and that quarterback rush attack for South Florida, they struggle offensively. I think that's what Miami's going to be able to do. So I'll take the Canes minus 17.5. What about Clemson? I'll take them minus 3 against Georgia Tech. I think this line has also gotten out of control. The summer line was Clemson minus 9.5. And yes, you definitely have to downgrade Clemson because the offense has not looked good. Klubnik has not looked good. But the defense has looked good and has looked as good as we thought it would be. And Georgia Tech's offense is all predicated on the ground game and the quarterback run. And their quarterback, Haynes King, is banged up going into this one. Now, he's probably going to play because it's a massive game and he's going up against Clemson. And if he doesn't play, they have no chance to win the game. So I would expect him to be out there. but he's not going to be 100%. And I don't think Georgia Tech's going to find much room to run against this Clemson front four and this defensive line. So it's just a bad matchup for Georgia Tech. The things that they do well, I don't think they're going to be able to do well against this Clemson defense. And while I'm not a fan of Cade Klubnik at all, just hopefully no big turnovers for him. He can make some key throws. They maybe gash some runs as well. But now that you're getting Clemson at -3, man, that is a good bet. I like the Tigers against Georgia Tech. What about Old Dominion? Let's take ODU at +7 against Virginia Tech, a game that not a lot of people are talking about this week, but I think ODU could pull off the upset against the Hokies. Virginia Tech, first 2 weeks of the season, have played some big games. They had that standalone game on Sunday against South Carolina. Then they had a revenge game against Vanderbilt last week in Blacksburg. They lose both of those games, and their offense is essentially a no-show in both of those matchups. Kyron Jones just has not gotten there yet as a passer. Meanwhile, you have Old Dominion, who has a lot of returners on their team. Last year, they nearly upset South Carolina in Columbia. This year in week one, they went into Bloomington and hung tough with Indiana. This is a good team out of the Sun Belt, and I think they are live to win this game, but I'll certainly take the key number of 7, so we'll take ODU plus the points against Virginia Tech. And then finally, give me Duke +1.5 against Tulane. This should be a fun game on Saturday night. A lot of smart people were on Duke last week, plus the points against Illinois, and I feel like they were the right side in that game. Duke was moving the ball, but the problem is they had 5 turnovers in that matchup. So the fact that Duke just had their bad turnover game, you would hope. Now they have another big matchup going against Tulane, and Duke's quarterback is Darian Mensah, who was the quarterback last year for Tulane. Duke paid him $4 million in the offseason to come be their quarterback. You don't think Mensah looked at the schedule and saw who Duke was playing this season, and that was maybe part of the reason why he decided to go to Durham to be the quarterback of the Blue Devils. He's obviously going to want to play well and win this game. I'm sure his teammates will want to win it for him as well. Tulane, after looking great against Northwestern, and also one of those games, it was like the Northwestern-Tulane game was very similar to the Duke and Illinois game. Northwestern had a bunch of turnovers. Duke had a bunch of turnovers. This line is about right. It was 3 earlier in the week. Now it's down to 1.5. I like Duke +1.5 against Tulane. So that's our PJ Pick 5 in college this week. Georgia, Miami, Clemson, ODU, and Duke. All right, let's talk some NFL. 5 favorite bets this week for week 2 in the NFL. We'll start with my favorite play. Told you guys on Monday, I love the Browns this week, man. +11.5. The Ravens, I know this team. And the beauty about John Harbaugh being your coach is that you know the spots that the Ravens are going to get up, and you know the spots that the Ravens aren't going to get up. Ravens in a primetime game in the regular season, you always want to bet them in those games. They'll always be up, they'll always play well, and they'll normally win those games. But the Ravens at 1 o'clock at home when they're big favorites, those are the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Games where they tend to have letdowns, and the Browns have always played them tough in Baltimore, and they've especially always played them tough in these 1 p.m. games. You got Flacco back in town. This is a much better secondary in Cleveland, and a much better defense at this point with all the injuries that the Bills have that the Ravens are going to face this week. So I like Cleveland to keep it close at plus 11.5. And guys, keep in mind, it's the same spot that the Ravens faced last year, where in week one, they went on the road to Kansas City, a team that knocked them out of the playoffs. Then in week two, they turn around, go home, double-digit favorite against Vegas, lose that game outright. It's the same thing. That was a big-time game on Sunday night against Buffalo, and I feel like there could be some emotional letdown for the Ravens a little bit. It's a divisional game. I'll take the Browns plus the points. I also really like the Seahawks this week plus the 3 against the Steelers. You want to fade teams off of close emotional wins, and that's what Pittsburgh had at the Jets last Sunday. Rodgers played great. You could see how badly he wanted that game. The Steelers wanted that game, and now they come off of that. And it's sell high right now on the Pittsburgh Steelers because that offense looked awesome. Rodgers looked awesome. But defensively, I think there are some issues that Seattle can attack, and they might be able to run the football a little bit on Pittsburgh. And also Seattle, man, crushing loss. Crushing loss at home. They should have won that game against San Francisco. This defense is elite. Mike McDonald's one of the best defensive coaches in the NFL. I think Seattle forces some turnovers. The regression for the Steelers offense is coming. And I love the fact that we're getting the key number of 3. I think Seattle wins the game outright, but I certainly like them plus the 3. I'll go opposite Henry, and I'll take the Denver Broncos on the money line against the Indianapolis Colts. I get it. The Colts defense looked impressive against Miami. Their defensive line looked very good. They made some offseason moves to their secondary. They looked very good. But if you look at the other side of the ball for Indianapolis and Daniel Jones, you were going against arguably the worst secondary in the NFL in Miami, and now you have to face arguably the best secondary in the NFL in Denver. We all thought Daniel Jones sucked coming into the season, and now after one game, we're like, maybe he's not so bad. Maybe the Colts will put up some points this season. A lot of teams are going to look good against that Miami defense this season, but a lot of teams aren't going to look good against Denver. They did not play well last week against Tennessee, and what was kind of lost in that Miami-Indy game was that Miami was able to run the ball a little bit against Indy. Behind one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, Dobbins looked good in week one. Sean Payton, I'm sure, does the same. Nice discounted price on Denver, minus 125. I think this is too much of an overreaction to what both teams did in their first game. I'll take the Broncos. Speaking of the Titans, we'll take them plus 5.5 against the LA Rams. This is an ugly, nasty bet, but again, keep in mind, the Titans only covered 2 games against the spread last year. And after week one, they're almost halfway to what their total was last season. They covered the 8.5 against Denver, and I think they're going to cover the 5.5 this week as well against the Rams. I was really impressed with that Titans defense. We know how good Jeffrey Simmons is, but as a unit, they played very well. And could Cam Ward have had a tougher start to his NFL career on the road at altitude against that defense? I think all things considered, he played pretty well. He's going up against another good defense against the Rams this week, but I think he's going to continue to play well. I would expect that home crowd in Nashville to have a good atmosphere for the Titans. And also the Rams, they're at Philly next week. Big look-ahead spot. We'll take the Titans, plus 5.5. And then finally, give me the Miami Dolphins on the money line at minus 130. How many people do you think, when they looked at the spreads and they looked at the slate for this week, could not believe their eyes when they saw the Miami Dolphins were a favorite? I'm sure a bunch of people did, and that's how you know it's the right side in the game. When you see a line like that, and we all saw the Dolphins look uninterested, look unprepared, looked awful in week one. You couldn't get any worse of a start than the Dolphins had. Now they're back home. It's a big advantage in September in that heat for the Dolphins. I think they look much better. And again, you guys, Drake May is 1-10 as a starting quarterback in the NFL. I get he has potential. I get he has talent. I get the upside is there. But at what point do we just realize in these moments, in these games, week to week, they don't win games when he's under center? We'll take the Dolphins on the money line against the Patriots. All right, let's check in with our guy, Shane Jackson, get to some of his favorite plays for week two in the NFL. Shane, you just heard some of my favorite bets for week two, sir. What are some of your favorite bets that you like in the NFL?
Yeah, like a lot of your picks, but I actually went with something different that didn't make the cut there. I took the Bears plus 6.5 in what is officially the Ben Johnson game. You know, I can see the Monday morning headlines now. It's time to panic on the Lions after an 0-2 start, after losing both coordinators. But for real, I think the line has moved too much. It's moved a full 2 points, and it's entirely based on the previous version of the Lions. The market is expecting the Lions to respond after a loss because that's what they've always done. The problem is the market grows throughout time and sniffs out these spots. And I think that the fact that this has moved through a key number, that's just too much. I know the Bears blew that game on Monday Night Football, but I'm not taking that away from what we saw in the beginning of that game. They were open receivers for Caleb Williams. He was finding them early. And I just think facing Brian Flores in that first start of Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, I think that's a tough, tall test to ask. I'll take the points in this game. And again, maybe the Bears could, you know, win outright.
Yeah, I like it. I was just going to ask you, which dog do you like to win outright, Shane? Seattle would probably be my favorite. If I had to pick a dog this week to win outright, who would your pick be?
Yeah, I really like the Seattle call. They were right there for me. I ultimately picked the Jaguars. I thought the first game of the Liam Cohen experience was a smashing success. Even in a weird weather delay, the Jags never had to worry in that 26-10 win over the Panthers. Travis Etienne ran all over that defense there. The Bengals, on the other hand, I mean, they probably should have lost that week one game to the Browns. Joe Burrow had maybe the quietest bad day in week one you'll ever hear by throwing for 113 yards, and no one talked about it. But the Browns do have a history of playing Burrow and the Bengals pretty well. I just think that this is maybe a little bit too much for a Cincinnati team that has struggled at the beginning of the season. I like the 3.5 points, but I think Jaguars could win outright.
I like it. How about any totals, Shane? Anything that you're looking at? Unders were very profitable in week one. Anything that you like on the board in week two?
Yeah, how about a team total, actually? I'll take the Jets over 19.5 points, and I have to give you credit for this one. I was on a show a few weeks ago, and you were optimistic about the Jets, and I just did not see it. It was only week one, but the Jets certainly looked the part and better than they have in years during that loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Jets scored 32 points. I thought they had a strong run game. Justin Fields, Garrett Wilson had a great connection. I do feel like this is a letdown spot for the Bills. I know I'm not the only one who thinks that after a crazy comeback win over the Ravens on Sunday Night Football, and they have Thursday Night Football next week. I think of all the ways that you can bet on maybe the letdown spot, I think, you know, attacking the Jets team total is the way to go against that Bills defense.
Very nice. Speaking of the Bills, speaking of the Lions, two teams that are probably going to be pretty popular in Survivor this week, Shane. And it's a tough week because the Ravens look like the easy play on the board, but one of the most talented teams in football. A lot of people think that you can save them for some other games down the road. Would you burn the Ravens this week, or is there another team you would look at for Survivor?
Yeah, I actually think I would burn the Ravens this week. And I think it's more because of their schedule. They have a pretty tough schedule here at the start of the season, and they have a bye. So I'm not sure if you can use them for like over a month if you don't use them here. You could talk about using them on Thanksgiving Day, but I'm not sure you want to save the Ravens for that day against the Bengals because those games are always pretty close. And the Chiefs are facing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day, so maybe you'd rather play them there. I just think that, like, if you're trying to save the Ravens for a better day, I don't know how much better it is against the Browns at home and the home opener coming off a loss. I know that the Browns maybe spread is probably the right side, as you alluded to in your pick five. But in terms of win, this feels like an obvious spot for the Ravens.
Shane, any player props that you like this week for week two in the NFL?
Yeah, I actually like Devonta Smith over 56.5 receiving yards. Part of this might be me freaking out a little bit as an A.J. Brown owner in fantasy, but I'm not fully convinced that he's 100%. The Chargers kind of proved in week one that there are holes in this Chiefs secondary, so I think this could be a good opportunity for Smith to get going in kind of a back-and-forth affair. Smith caught 4 passes on 5 targets for 69 yards in last year's blowout during the Super Bowl. He's cleared this mark in all 4 career games against the Chiefs, including both Super Bowls. You know, with Spags' defense and the blitz happy defense he has, you know, you kind of need those safety valve slot receivers, and I think Smith can be that for Jalen Hurts in this matchup.
Shane, before I let you go, we still got Major League Baseball going on. I know you're dialed into that. In about 30 seconds, any plays that you like tonight on the diamond?
Yeah, how can you not go with Rangers money line and Jacob DeGrom over 15.5 outs in what is his first start in 3 years? I think that's the best way to back the Rangers. I think they should be a slight favorite, and I like the outs prop because Jacob DeGrom has cleared this in like 18 of his 27 starts. So like both the outs prop and money line.
Should be a fun atmosphere tonight. DeGrom back at Citi Field. Shane Jackson, give him a follow on X at By Shane Jackson. Digital content writer for BetMGM joins us each and every Friday right here on Send It In. Shane, good luck this weekend, man. Always good seeing you. We'll talk again next week.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, you guys, let's get into some of the props that I like for week two in the NFL. We'll start with Justin Fields over 44.5 rushing yards against the Bills on Sunday. I mean, if you're the Jets, you saw the game plan the Ravens put out there, how much success Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry had on the ground, and what the Jets were able to do against the Steelers with Justin Fields and Breece Hall. I think they're going to use the same thing against the Bills. Ed Oliver was ruled out for the game on Sunday, so I think the Jets look to run. I'll go over 44.5 rushing yards for Justin Fields. Lamar Jackson, I'll go over 205.5 passing yards against the Browns. This number is way too low. Against divisional opponents, especially in these 1 o'clock games, the Ravens really don't run the ball as much as they should. They are not going to run Derrick Henry 20 times. They're not going to run Lamar 10 times. They use these type games to really throw the ball. I think 205.5 is way too low. I like the over there with Lamar. I also like J.K. Dobbins over 47.5 rushing yards against the Colts. He had 63 against the Titans this past week on 16 carries. He's their number one running back right now, and I think that's how you attack that Colts defense behind a good Broncos offensive line. I like Dobbins over rushing yards. How about Pat Mahomes over 23.5 rushing yards against the Eagles? Mahomes ran for 57 against the Chargers in Brazil. Now, Jalen Carter back in the fold against a very good defensive line, and with the Chiefs depleted at receiver, no Rashee Rice, who's still suspended, likely no Xavier Worthy. Mahomes has to run around and make plays. I'll go over 23.5 rushing yards for Mahomes. And then Jared Goff under 248.5 passing yards. Bears should get some guys back from injury on their defense. And I just think, again, new play caller, your interior line of your offensive line is a little bit different. There are going to be some growing pains there for Goff in Detroit. So I'll go under passing yards for Jared Goff as well. BetMGM promo that we have from you guys is a Pro Football No Sweat token, and go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token. You'll get your stake back and bonus bets if you don't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app today, and please gamble responsibly. To wrap the show, PJ's plays here on a Friday. What do I like on today's card, and also a play for the weekend? Kyle Schwarber is going to be my play today in going streaking in Phillies and Royals. They're going up against Michael Lorenzen of Kansas City, former Philly, and Schwarbs is 8-for-22 in his career against the right-hander. So Schwarber will be my guy today to get a base hit. Lamar Jackson over 205.5 passing yards against the Browns, my favorite player prop of week two in the NFL. Let's go with the Orioles, my dog of the day, +110 against the Blue Jays. Trevor Rogers has been unbelievable this year for the O's, and anytime we get him as a dog, we're going to take it. Give me Baltimore +110. And then Kansas State tonight in college football on the money line, -115 against Arizona. I think K-State's going to get the win. Bounce back from that bad loss against Army. Nice buy low on K-State. They'll be my best bet tonight at -115. Thanks again to Henry Ettinger, Shane Jackson for joining us today on the show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Have an awesome weekend. Let's cash some bets. We'll see you on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.